This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, let's switch things up a little bit. Let's do the weekly recap with the truth about guns with the editor in chief, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman. We need to get like a newsroom plug or something to play in here, like a teletype or something going off when I'm introducing you.
Why is that?
Well, because I think it would be fitting, you know. It's just, you know, just adds a little bit of flair to it. I think we should have some flair. Did you hear my new intro?
I did. It was, yeah. Sounded great.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it. When I had Nugent on the show, he basically berated me on the air for not using that as my intro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm using it as the intro now.
Did he offer that rights free, license
yeah.
free?
Yeah.
Nice of him.
Well, I think he's learned the hard way because I actually have license to all of his music if I want to use it, except the one that I love the most, Stranglehold, he doesn't have the rights to.
Oh, he doesn't own the rights to that song?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nope. I think he gets paid off of it because I think he probably wrote it, but I don't think he owns the rights to it. So, enough of that. Enough of the musical stuff. What kind of week have you had over at the Truth About Guns? Although I know sort of what kind of week you've had. What's been sticking out in your head?
Well, it's been a busy one. A couple things stuck out. The gun rights organizations, the Second Amendment Foundation, the Firearms Policy Coalition, the National Rifle Association, various combinations of those three, along with local and state organizations have methodically gone after hammer and tong governors who have shut down gun stores in their states. And the latest one seems to be the governor of New Mexico, who both SAF and NRA and FPC sued today over shutting down gun stores in the land of enchantment. And we've got a lawsuit pending in Massachusetts. I think we've got lawsuits in California. We've got lawsuits in Virginia. There's lots. So they've been very, very active. It's been it's good to see. Keep your pressure on these people.
I think we've about seen the peak of this. Because I really believe if they were to say, well, this is going to have to last through July, I believe we would begin to start, we'd start seeing trouble.
Well, I don't know about trouble. I think at some point you're just going to see people throw up their hands and say, look, we refuse to comply. You know, rock us down. We may go out. We may wear masks. We may wear gloves. We may go do that kind of thing. But, you know, people do not have an indefinite appetite for staying home, many of whom not earning a paycheck. It's one thing to be home and bored. It's another thing to be home, bored, and not earning a paycheck, maybe even having lost your job because your employer had to shut down completely due to an utter lack of business for who knows how long.
Right. Well, I'm just waiting to see how that goes. I think by the end of this month, after we have a nice virtual Easter, a nice virtual Good Friday, a nice virtual Passover, and my 59th birthday will be virtual, which I don't know if that means it's real or not. I think I'm going to be locked in time at this age.
Because it happened during a shutdown. Because
it happened when we're really shut. Age. Listen, if we're shut down, we're shut down. And aging for me now shuts down.
You know. But why not?
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. Yeah. I'm having to. I'm having more issues now with pollen. Although I found something out about this whole coronavirus kerfluffle. I think I told you. I think I got it when I was at SHOT Show. And
yeah, I talked to other people. Said the same thing.
Yeah. Well, see, I want to give blood. And there is nowhere to go to be tested unless you have active. Well, I mean, all they need to do is take a blood test and see if I have the antibodies or not.
Yeah, I don't think they have that widely available, though, yet.
No. Well, I think the American Red Cross can test you for that. But they've got, like, one protocol if you do have it and one protocol if you don't have it. And you have to have been proven to not have it. But for those of us that we think we have had it, you know, what's the worst that happens? We get a free coronavirus test, and you get some of my plasma. Fair trade. But
I've talked to other people as well who came down with a worse than usual case of the SHOT Show crud, and are convinced that that's not what it was. It was something else, and it very well may have been this. And you know, with the more and more evidence seeming to point to the fact that this thing started back in November. There's every chance in the world in a city like Nevada or Las Vegas that has, you know, has people from all over the world coming in and out of there every day, could very well have made an appearance there.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Chinese in the American gun industry, aren't there?
There are, and just walking across the SHOT Show floor, you see people from every country on earth almost.
Yeah.
And just Las Vegas in general is a huge destination for Asians from all over that part of the world. So China included. So yeah, there's no reason. It's reasonable to expect that if it did start as early as everybody suspects it did, it could have popped up in Las Vegas in time for the SHOT Show.
Is Las Vegas shut down right now?
Pretty much, yeah.
That would be a spooky drive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, for instance, here in Austin, I see tweets, people showing pictures of driving on MoPAT, one of the main north-south thoroughfare here, running through Austin along with I-35, and it's just, you know, like an empty parking lot. There's no cars. And, you know, we have horrible traffic here, and that's usually just bumper to bumper. It's just a Friday afternoon. It's just empty. It's just very creepy. So I can't imagine what it's like driving down Las Vegas Boulevard or something like that. Or
walking through one of the casinos.
Yeah, if you even can walk through
at dinner time. At dinner time. Walking through one of the casinos in Vegas at dinner time is that's when they all come out to play then.
Yeah.
Those internal clocks open up and everybody comes out with the chips. So, yeah, that would be spooky. I've been wondering about that. I haven't seen anything about it or anything else, but it'll be interesting to. I wonder if this is going to affect SHOT Show next year. We can talk about that in the next segment, though.
All right.
Because I got to talk about your website. I got to talk about truthaboutguns.com, where you can see the largest selection or largest collection of breaking news out there if it has to do with the gun world. Only the gun world. There you can find it. And I'm having the pollen chokes now. So bear with me. Doing the weekly recap with The Truth About Guns with their editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And I believe, for those of you that are big fans of hers, I believe at thetruthaboutguns.com they're going to start a Alyssa Milano fan club.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. she has literally dozens of fans online that pay attention to her. So I'm
one
sure
or two
we've
at
got
least.
At least. Yeah, I'm sure we've got a couple that we can increase that amount by 10, 20, 30%.
She's one of the dumbest anti-gun advocates out there because she's basically doing it solo, right? She doesn't associate with anybody. When she came to Dallas to protest the NRA annual meeting, she was out there with her two armed bodyguards, right?
Yeah, I was there for that little display. She started that NORA, N-O-R-A, her play on the NRA, which was just an utter failure that really crashed and burned quickly. She allegedly had some people or some organizations that were cooperating with her or helping her out or whatever, but nothing ever came of that. And she pretty much dropped all that, especially when the whole Me Too thing hit. She jumped on that bandwagon really quick and forgot all about quote-unquote gun violence. Until pretty much this week when she was called out for her support of Joe Biden, who has had allegations of sexual misconduct. I don't know the exact charges. Actually, rape. I don't know what the woman who's accused him is alleging.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, she's holding Biden to a totally different standard.
Sure.
To which she held Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And she was called out on it, and she said, and she made no bones about it. So, and she got hammered from all kinds of people online about that. So I think that's why we now see her tacking back to gun control, because she needs to change the subject really quickly.
Does she even work right now? Does she have a job right now?
I don't know. I haven't IMDb'd her in a while. I don't know
if
she's actually acting, if she's just a social justice dilettante. I'm not sure what her job is.
I sort of thought she peaked as Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter in Commando.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was in that, wasn't she?
That's probably the last time she wasn't politically, she didn't have a political agenda.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess.
She was a kid, I guess, back then. But, you know, she's calling this the coronavirus gun surge. She's upset because people are buying guns during the coronavirus surge or whatever she wants to call it.
Yeah, she just noticed this. It's been going on for 5 weeks now or whatever.
Yeah, she just caught on to it. So, how many new gun owners do you think there are right now? Because they're saying there was only 2 million background checks done.
Well, they did. Yeah, the Larry Keene of the NSSF ran a little post that we ran today, talking about how angry the gun control orgs are these days. And in it, he said that there were 2.3 million background checks for new guns. I think that's their adjusted number that backs out whatever background checks you've done for license renewals, things like their application. And by all evidence, anecdotal, talking to every retailer we've talked to and everybody else has talked to, a huge percentage of those are brand new gun owners. I think it's safe to say at least half those are new gun owners. Again, it could very well be more, because I don't know if a whole lot of people who are current gun owners who wanted to stand in line for hours, in the height of the panic a few weeks ago, to buy a new gun if you already had sufficient armament. So there's a huge number of brand new firearm owners. That's really got the
civilian disarmament industrial complex, as we like to call them, very upset because it became plainly clear that when push comes to shove, Americans want to have the ability to buy firearms and defend themselves. And that means that the gun control operations in this country have lost the argument. Americans have voted with their feet, with their wallet, and done anything they can to make sure that they have that ability. A whole lot of them are. So basically overnight, there's been a 1% to 2% increase in the number of gun owners in this country. And that's a significant number.
Yeah. And how many? I wonder how many of them would be considered leftist.
I'm sure they're all across the spectrum. I have a feeling a lot of them are more kind of middle-of-the-roaders, people who just never really took much of interest either way.
Right.
And kind of were fence-sitters. And those are the ones probably that concern the Giffords of the world, the Moms Demand Action, CSTV.
They're the ones that don't pay any attention to what really goes on.
No, exactly. And they're easily swayed. And, you know, so they see a Bloomberg commercial talking about the quote unquote gun violence epidemic in this country, or they listen to, Chris Brown or John Feinblatt or somebody like that, about the gun violence epidemic, you know, when all evidence to the contrary, even the statistics show exactly the opposite. But when they hear that kind of thing, they say, oh, yeah, that's all terrible. Yeah, we probably should have more controls over guns in this country. Not having the time or the energy or the interest to think about it. But then when you have a national emergency, and you know, and they read in the news that there's a worldwide pandemic, and all of a sudden, cities all across the nation are opening up their jails, and police forces are down as much as 20 to 25% in some cases, and police officers, and letting a large portion of the crimes they normally respond to go, start to develop a different attitude. And you start to wonder what would happen if one of those things happened in your neighborhood.
I'm watching the video of her right now. I'm not playing the sound behind it, but I mean, she's supposed to be an actress. She looks very awkward in front of the camera. Plus, apparently, she doesn't have a makeup artist either.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he won't start opening things up again until we know the country is safe and going to be safe.
If you look at what we're doing, we're looking at a date. We hope we're going to be able to fulfill a certain date, but we're not doing anything until we know that this country is going to be healthy. We don't want to go back and start doing it over again, even though it would be in a smaller scale.
The president says he's listening to medical professionals before making that call. Americans who have not filed a tax return in the two previous years can now get their stimulus check. The Department of Treasury and IRS is launching a web tool for people who make below the minimum needed to pay taxes. Americans can fill out basic information for free, and then the IRS will process their economic impact payment. All that can be done at irs.gov. All's quiet on the corner of Wall and Broad on this Good Friday as the stock market is closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, getting the weekly recap, that we need to get some sort of a sound effect or something when he's coming on, just to signify the man, is it? The chief is here. And for those that might have gotten upset when I said something about Alyssa Milano not having a makeup artist, well, that's just tough.
Were people upset?
I have no idea. But, you know, some people get out there and, I guess before she was back, since she's back in Joe Biden, now that Rose McGowan says she's a traitor, if that had not happened, there might could be that little rise up about me marginalizing her, objectifying her, or being misogynistic or whatever, which I couldn't care less.
I,
you know,
if no, would expect her to have makeup artists or anything like that. She's icing shoes at home like everybody else is.
Yeah. So
all locked up. So
yeah,
I don't have a problem with that. But you're right. She did kind of seem sort of stiff and uncomfortable in front of the camera, which you wouldn't expect from somebody who's been in front of a camera since she's
I looked at her IMDb. She has like 12 credits just for 2019 alone.
Oh, really?
So I mean, she's working. She's been working the whole time. I guess that's why she can afford to get on Twitter and talk a bunch of stupidity and, you know,
travel to
Dallas and interrupt our day when we want to go outside and have a bottle of water and just get out from the rush. There she is. Anyway.
She didn't draw a huge crowd.
No, she did not, but I didn't go out there and look at her. I thought about it, but I didn't go out there to do it. Let's talk about the industry response validating the essential work of keeping the gun businesses open. For example, I've heard that Remington offered to be of help to Andrew Cuomo, and he just got sort of ghosted on that. Have you heard that?
Yeah, they did. I mean, the Remington was one of the first victims, large-scale victims of the shutdown, and when Cuomo shut down all non-essential businesses in the state, that included Ilion, the factory in Ilion, one of the largest and certainly the oldest gun factory in the country. I've been there. It's huge. And they had to lay off a lot of workers. It's a big hit to a small town the size of Ilion. Anyway, Remington's CEO, Ken Darcy, offered up the factory, 1 million square feet of production space, to the governor in a fight against the Chinese coronavirus. Let's make masks here. Let's make hospital beds. Let's make ventilators, whatever. And all he got back was cricket. Nothing. Governor Cuomo, Fredo's older brother, was on TV every day talking about the struggles that they're having in New York City, and those are certainly serious. And how he needed more equipment and more tools to fight the epidemic, and yet he apparently only wants help from certain people and
right.
certain industries. Having to defend that he should take help from somebody in the firearms industry—that's just beyond the pale.
I know that high threat concealment was—they're trying to figure out how to make masks right now.
Yeah, a number of companies are doing that. I think it was Versicary got a lot of good publicity.
Yeah,
ran a
yeah,
notice on
yeah.
them. We're about to run something from Strike Industries. They're making a a mask kind of a holder to increase the life of the masks people do have. That'll go up in the site here in not too long. They're of course camouflaged. All kinds of firearms industry companies are helping out, and most people are happy to have the help. Governor Cuomo not among them.
He's the one that's been calling around, begging anybody to come help them, even though they're closing down the hospitals. The hospital ship that Trump sent out there never had anybody in it. It's pretty much empty. The Javits Center, they tore that down.
That's good news. I hope that's ideal, obviously. I know they set up the temporary hospital in the Javits Center there, their main convention center. I don't know how much of that was used, but to the extent that they can do without that sooner rather than later, all the better. That means they've turned the corner, and I hope that's the case.
Now, it's also come out that Bloomberg tried to build up, what do they call them, the personal protective equipment, the PPE supplies, after he looked at the bird flu, and de Blasio, instead of maintaining it and replenishing it because they all have a shelf life on them, he just sold it all off an auction.
I read something like that as well.
The leftists are always looking for a dollar. It's something they can spend. They don't want to upkeep anything. I think it's been quite revealing. Have you seen the figure where 80% of the coronavirus cases in the United States are in states with Democrat governors?
I have not, but that doesn't surprise me since those are usually the high-density, more urbanized areas, and those tend to be, by nature, Democrat-controlled, all the large cities.
Which is where they want us to live. They want us to live in large cities.
Yeah, and this is kind of exposed that that model is not ideal. High-density cities with public transportation, people packed onto buses and subways and things like that. And I've been on all that myself, and it's very convenient. It's easy to get around New York and all that. But good luck trying to socially distance yourself.
Don't go to don't go to Trader Joe's with your own grocery bags either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All of their stuff is falling by the wayside. That's a very interesting thing for me. I'd always thought that would be the case, right? But to see it actually come into play under stress, once it's put under stress, which is what this is. And I find that quite, I don't want to say amusing, but at the same time, I sort of look at it with two minds. Like in California, I kind of think they got the government they elected, right? Is that right?
We tend to.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So, and now they get to find out when the going gets tough, how well those policies are going to work, which I think is quite revealing.
Yeah, it is. California seems to have had an easier time of it so far than other cities, certainly in New Orleans or New York or maybe Detroit or a couple other places. I don't know if that's going to continue. I don't know if they're on a slower curve. I don't know what's contributing to that, but yeah, that's the California government is not the most efficient. There aren't many governments at all that are terribly efficient, but California seems to be among the worst of the lot.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the next break, and we're about to slash into something else. When we get back, we're going to talk about a little bit about the NRA because they got stuff going on. But this is the kind of stuff you find. I'm not talking about anything that he hasn't written or hasn't overseen. Dan has a team of writers that are out there. They're covering the guns. They're covering what people are carrying. They're covering gun reviews, ammo reviews, the industry, the politics, self-defense, all of that stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger, Salus, the militia line, the Reformation line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So I'm speaking with, and we're doing the weekly recap with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns and NRA. They're having a few issues, aren't they?
Yeah, this has hit them as hard as it did lots of other businesses in the country. They obviously had to cancel their April annual meeting, which is a huge moneymaker for them.
Did they refund everything they got paid, or are they just holding that till next year? I mean,
don't know. I would expect that exhibitors would want to be refunded. I don't know what those agreements say, though, or how that works. I've got no insight into that. But that had to have hit them hard. I'm sure that their budgets were severely impacted by that. And as a result, last month, they instituted across the board 20% salary cuts and announced that they would be laying off some people. And Politico reported earlier this week that the total number included in that number at the time, or the total number of people, was about 60. Then 2 days ago, a friend of ours forwarded an internal email that they had sent around to their employees saying that they had to make further cuts, and that that more people would be notified that they were being furloughed today, effective Sunday, Easter Sunday. We don't know how many people that will be, In addition, they're taking other cost-saving measures, such as cutting the employee match contributions to 401k plans.
Have you ever seen a company that does that come back and reinstate that?
I don't know.
I have not. And it doesn't matter whether it's a distribution company or a food company or a grocery company. I have never seen them come back
after they do that in a cost-saving measure for a short-term, fiscal duress, and reinstate it once that happens?
Yeah, they're obviously in a serious cash crunch, part of it was due to ongoing legal expenses and other issues that, you know, have been going on there for well over a year. And then the coup de grace here has been the coronavirus shutdown, which has hit, you know, a huge percentage of the economy, and obviously killing the annual meeting and convention just had to be devastating to their finances.
They're still paying Brewer. What are they paying him? A million and a half a month?
It was running about that.
Yeah.
Oliver North was so concerned about last year.
Do you think he was a good? Do you think he was a good president of the NRA?
I understand that he raised a huge amount of money, and I know that he was very popular and brought out all kinds of people when he was out on the road. So by that measure, I would expect so.
But he was an Ackerman McQueen employee.
He was an Ackerman McQueen employee, and he was not. I mean, most people expected or assumed that he worked for the NRA. He did not.
Dana Lash, who was wasn't she the spokesperson for the NRA? She was Ackerman McQueen employee.
Exactly. None of the NRA TV people worked for the NRA. Those were all employees of Ackerman. Cam Edwards and all the rest. But in any case, in terms of Oliver North, if you measure it by enthusiasm and fundraising, my understanding was he did a very good job. And apparently he had the membership's interest at heart when he raised the issue of legal spending. And brought all that to a head a year ago. Now, he wasn't successful. He was thrown out on his rear end for it in that power play at last year's convention.
Indianapolis was a year ago. It seems a lot further away than it was.
I know. It seems like a decade ago at this point.
That was some good times, though, except for what was going on. But I didn't go there for that. Anyway, do you think they're going to survive NRA?
I think they're going to survive in some much smaller form. You have to remember that they still have the New York Attorney General's actions hanging over their head.
And yeah, they do.
She still has the possibility or the power to potentially shut them down completely.
Yep.
Depending on what she finds and what she can make a case for over the next year. Now, what a number of people have speculated, me among them, is that she has no interest in doing that right now. She has more interest in dragging this out, at least through the election cycle, because to the extent that she can occupy the NRA and suck up more of their cash in terms of legal fees and fighting or contesting whatever investigation she is conducting, that's less money that they have to
spend on politics than
supporting candidates that she wouldn't agree with.
Well, Trump's the incumbent. It doesn't matter what she wants to do now. I know they gave him $30 million in 2016, but he doesn't need it now. He's the incumbent. He's the coronavirus president that is going to turn everything around. The economy is going to pop. It's going to start popping again in the third quarter. It's going to go through the roof in the fourth, and this is all going to happen under his watch. And he's running against Joe Biden.
Yeah, that is a plus.
So Democrats
aren't enthusiastic about Joe Biden.
That's bad, isn't it? They picked him because they couldn't have Bernie, and now that Bernie's gone, they're like, "Oh God, what have we done?" So I don't know. There's been some talk about trying to draft Cuomo, and he's not interested in that.
No, he's got his hands full right now, and I'm sure that's not going to stop anytime soon. This situation is not just going to end in 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or
6 weeks. It's going to go on for a long time, and he's got to get the New York economy up and running as well.
Yeah, well, they're still going to be the densest population. That's going to be their shortcoming. They're going to start looking, I guess, like Tokyo, where you see a lot of people running around with masks all the time.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that a lot. I mean, and there have been a lot of the societies over there that were hailed for handling this pretty well, Korea, Singapore, a few others, have had reemergences of the disease as they've eased the social distancing requirements and lockdowns. And that's going to happen. It's going to happen here, too. Everybody expects that in the fall, it's going to start to come back. Maybe not as seriously or as widespread as it is now, but when people start emerging from their homes, going back to work and trying to do the things a normal, healthy society does, they're gonna get exposed. Hopefully by then we've got good treatments.
I think we'll have it. I think hydroxychloroquine will turn out to be the thing that is a good thing. It's not for everybody. I couldn't take it, but I believe I've had it. So if I've had it, I wonder if this works like the mumps to where you're immune from it for the rest of your life. We'll see. As more and more emerges from it, I just think I think this whole thing was stupid to shut down the economy the way they did.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll cover this on Tuesday.
Okay.
Because you let that think. You let that. And Monday we'll talk about what I need to get for your sound effect.
Okay.
You can find Dan's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. He is there 7 days a week, all day, every day. He never sleeps. And even when he's at home on lockdown, he's still putting out more new content than anybody out there. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me. Stay well.
Yes, sir. All right, coming up as hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.